This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Confirmed by the data, workers in the lowest paid jobs have gotten the biggest wage increases during pandemic, much larger in percentage terms than those in higher paying jobs. That's according to a new working paper out this week from the National Bureau of Economic Research. Key part of this is a narrowing of what's called the college wage premium, which also helps curb some inequality. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
Wage inequality has fallen substantially since the pandemic began.
This is surprising because we actually saw jobs at the bottom fall the most at the onset of the pandemic.
Aaron Dubay is an economics professor at UMass Amherst and one of the paper's authors. He says young people with no college degree who were working in those jobs in restaurants and hospitality have actually gotten the biggest pay increases in the last 3 years.
This is driven largely by people leaving really bad jobs.
For better ones in different industries. Many of those who have stayed or gone into those low-paying jobs in the service sector are also making more because it's hard to find people now.
Unfortunately, it's really not across the board.
Molly Kinder is at the Brookings Institution.
You're really seeing the biggest gains in the sectors that shut down during the early days of the pandemic. Low-wage essential workers who kept going to work, whether at a grocery store or retail or at a nursing home.
She says they have not gotten real significant wage increases in quite the same way. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.